This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. And eventually Anthony will be with us. But let me tell you this, today is the feast day of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Saint Mother Teresa, who cared for the people who were not cared for, who brought the sick and the dying into her home so that they would die in dignity and clean. Saint Mother Teresa, pray for us. Help us to be a little like you, to care for the broken, to do what is beyond our doing. Help us, Mother Teresa. You are with Jesus. You see his face. We entreat you that you would pray for us, that we would care for the poorest of the poor, not only monetarily, but psychologically, physically, spiritually, the poorest of the poor, that this word would go out and bring courage and peace. For on the day Jesus rose from the dead, he went through the doors of the upper room, and his first words to the apostles as he breathed on them, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it. I tell you, our Lord Jesus wants to give his people peace. Not confusion, but peace. The peace that Jesus died for, to give you. The peace that our Lord Jesus rose for, to give you. He doesn't want you in turmoil. He wants you in peace, so you can do the will of the Father. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled." Well, today, it's a special day. It's Mother Teresa's day today that the church celebrates. And I have with me someone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ, someone who has given their life to Jesus himself, someone who walks the talk, not talks the walk. He walks the talk. Someone who is in love with Jesus Christ and people, especially the broken people. So I give you Anthony today. He is one of the Lord's disciples. Thank you, Anthony.
Oh, Father, thank you. You know, it's in the broken that we see Jesus. When someone is broken and they have nothing left to give, they have only Jesus to cling on to. Every day, the Lord wants to bring us people so we can relay the Father's heart to them. See, Jesus came to display the Father's heart to the world. Jesus was the full expression of God's love. And that is what we are called to be. To everyone we come across, we're not called to judge people. We're not called to be righteous. We're called to release the kingdom of God and to love people, because conversion isn't about the words you say. There's no perfect words you can tell someone to lead them to Jesus. Because when you speak to someone, there is a spiritual exchange. It's heart to heart. And as you speak and you preach the gospel to someone, the love of God will overshadow them. Yesterday, I was at work, and there were these two wonderful older women, and they walked over from Charlestown to come have a pizza, and we were talking, and I told them about the love of Jesus and the gospel, and they have been they're Catholic, but I told them how much Jesus loved them and how to receive salvation, that it is a free gift, and that Jesus sent you here to encounter his love. And in the restaurant, the love of God began to just pour over them. And one woman was just crying and crying under the power of God. Even before I laid hands and prayed for her, Because the truth of the gospel, that you are eternally loved, that God has a plan for you, and if you surrender to Jesus right now, he will pour his love upon you. That truth has so much power. As we preach the word of God, the Holy Spirit should begin to overshadow people even before we lay hands on them. I was coming back from South Carolina yesterday, and we were in the Uber, and the Uber driver, I was speaking through Google Translate on the phone about the love of Jesus and God's plan for him. And he had said he has given his life to Jesus. But as we were speaking on his phone, he was talking about, me and my husband find a church to go to. Now, he said he was an altar boy as a child. It wasn't my place right there to get into any of that. It was to just keep releasing the love of God, releasing the power of God, releasing the plans Jesus had for him. And as we pulled into the church, I invited him to come to Glory Night. I left him a big tip, and I said, listen, Jesus sent me to you to remind you of your first love. I want to pray for you. And in the cab, I laid hands on him. I prayed the Holy Spirit would overshadow him. The glory of God would fill him. Even though I left him a lot of money in the name of Jesus, he said, I've been in this country for 8 years, and you are the first person to pray for me. I appreciate that. I thank you for that. Because everyone is hungering, and they're thirsting to receive God's love. And all God wants to do is operate through you as an empty vessel. Mother Teresa, she is someone we should follow. But you know what? The same Holy Spirit that was in her is in you. The same Holy Spirit that is in Jesus is in you. And when you sell out to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will operate through you. He will put the words in your mouth, the power in your hand, the love in your heart. When you become nothing, Jesus is everything. You are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. But as you step out in faith, God will do everything through you.
God will do everything through you as you step out in faith. And that's the issue. Are we stepping out in faith? Or are we holding on to just that which we see? You see, every move of faith is a new move. It's as if I've never had to move in faith before. Every move in faith is a new move. And God continues to call his people to move in faith, to live in faith. Oh, not as the world teaches, but to live in faith. So the first thing about living in faith is giving. Oh, I know people don't like to hear that. But I'm going to tell you, if you can't give your money, you can't give your life. If you can't give your money, you can't give your life. Money is the least of all things. And people, especially we as Catholics, we've not taught people how to give. We've almost made excuses for giving. Oh, well, I didn't really want to ask you for that. No. Give, and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We are givers. We are givers. We are givers. Not only our money, but our time, our talent. When someone comes into this place, I am a giver. I listen to them intently. I do not take my eyes off of them. I listen to them intently. Maybe no one before had listened to them, but they come here and they're listened to. And as a result of being listened to, they open up. They say things that they never said to anybody else. Why? Because I'm not butting in. I'm here as a listener, and I'm here as a prayer. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to judge them. I'm here as a listener, and I'm here as a prayer. And when it's time for me to do what I need to do, after they've poured out their hearts, it's so easy to pray because you know exactly what to pray for. The broken heart that they expressed to you just a couple of minutes ago. You see, Mother Teresa cared for the broken people. And you know what? As Christians, we care for the broken people. On a Saturday, we go to the streets in Boston where people have no homes. We go to pray with them and for them individually. We go to feed them because Jesus said, if you did this to the least of mine, you did it to me. So we go to feed Jesus every Saturday. My friend David and his wife, they making sandwiches lately so that we can bring to Christ's people. Before I preach the gospel to the people on the street, I want to feed them and pray for them first. Feed them and pray. Not one person ever rejected prayer from me. And we've been doing this for years and years and years. Whenever I say, can I pray with you? Oh, yes. Not one person ever rejected being prayed for. But now, not only do I pray for them, I tell them that God has something for them. Something wonderful. But it demands that they give their life to Jesus. And when you give your life to Jesus, things begin to happen. Oh, yes, things begin to happen. Anthony, tell me when you gave your life to Jesus.
When I walked in the Holy Rosary and I experienced the kingdom of God was here, it was now, it was on earth as it is in heaven. The Bible says that the kingdom of God isn't a matter of talk, but of power. We need to be vessels of God's power. But the way we become a vessel of God's power is to surrender and to live only by the will of the Father, to do what God is calling us to do as he does it. It's going to look different for everyone else. I've done many things in my life, but I've only really done one act, the will of the Father, the will of God. Sometimes the will of the Father for me to fast, to preach in Salem, to preach and lay hands at Glory Night, to work in the restaurant, to pray for the customers, but it's all the same act. It is the will of the Father. Because Jesus said, I have come to do the will of the Father. Jesus said, I can't do anything that I don't see my Father doing. So we are called to live in the will of God every moment and to do what the Lord is calling us to do, moment by moment, second by second. But it's not a fact of doing, it's a fact of being. The Catholic life is not a life of being a good person. The Catholic life is a life of being connected to God, to be reconnected to the Father. And when we are reconnected to the Father through Christ, the fruits of the Spirit will pour out of us. I've never tried to do anything. I've never woken up and been like, I need to do ministry. I wake up and I get into prayer and I get into divine union with the Lord. And I ask the Holy Spirit to overshadow me. And then the Holy Spirit will lead me where he wants to go. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. As I get up and I'm I love you, Jesus. I bless you. I surrender to you. This day is your day. I am your child. My desires of yours. Then the Lord will lead me to go preach. He will lead me to go pray. And I just walk, and you are called to walk in divine union with Christ. I was reading Matthew when after Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, and it said the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil and to fast. See, the Spirit of God isn't always just leading you into consolation. Sometimes the Spirit of God is leading you into the wilderness. He's leading you into places where you need to trust the Lord. The Spirit of God led Jesus to the devil, to be tempted by the devil, because the devil is there to make us holy. He is like a roaring lion. Jesus is the roaring lion. The devil is like a little dog. He's on a leash, and he can only do what the Lord is allowing him to do. And what are the devil and the demons allowed to do? To be used to tempt us for our sanctification, to allow us to go through trials so that we can be perfect, complete, and lacking in nothing. See, the life of Christ is a life of crosses. And when we receive the crosses that God gives us, and we begin to love the crosses, and we begin to trust Jesus through the crosses, we'll see at the end of our life, those crosses were the greatest gift, because those crosses united us to the life of Christ. Those crosses made us die to ourselves. Those crosses allowed us to love the Lord in a way that when we have great days, we thank God for that refreshment. But the days that are totally transformative and holy is when we feel Jesus isn't there. We're being persecuted. We're having a hard day, but we still cling to Jesus Christ, and we still do the will of the Father. Jesus was carrying the cross. Jesus was being scourged. Jesus was in the agony of the garden, but his eyes were totally focused on the Father and doing the Father's will and getting to the crucifix. Jesus was a living sacrifice for you, for me, for the whole world. When Jesus was on the cross, Jesus was being crucified. Jesus was not thinking of himself. Jesus was thinking about all the souls who would reject his salvation, reject his love. And he was praying, Father, save them. Father, let them come to me. So we are called to be a living sacrifice for the world. Mother Teresa is a great person to follow because her life was a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ. Mother Teresa probably never thought of herself. She just thought of loving people, seeing Jesus in other people, and doing the Father's will.
And the sacrifice of the Bible was a burnt sacrifice. We are called to be burnt by the gift of the Holy Spirit and cause an odor of sanctity to people. Oh, yes, an odor of sanctity to people. That's what we're called to. You see, because Jesus is our lifeline, because Jesus is our life, because Jesus is the Lord, because Jesus has plans for you and me and us. Oh, yes, he's not forgotten you. The devil tells you he's forgotten you. He's not forgotten you. You're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But the Bible says, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, yes, he is with you as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He is with you, closer than a brother, even though you don't feel it. I shall never leave you nor forsake you, he says. Never is never. Never is never. I do not trust my feelings. I trust the Word of God. If I trusted my feelings, many times I would not be at this microphone. Many times I'd say, no, not today. Today's not a good day. No, I don't trust my feelings. I know my feelings, and I know who to give them to. And I know that as I give them to him, he transforms and uses and blesses people through me and Anthony. That's the way it is. We're not people that say, we've got it all. We've got it all. And we don't need any more. No, no, no. We are people in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we are at in season. Absolutely in need of Jesus Christ. And we who are in need of Jesus, the Holy Ghost comes and makes Jesus our contemporary, does things to us that only Jesus could do. Oh, yes, I am poor and needy. That's who I am. From Psalm 40, I am poor and needy, but he is great and magnificent. He uses my poverty and my neediness to touch other people who are poor and needy. Oh, yes, that's when his spirit comes. As I lay everything at his cross, I don't feel very many times to preach, but it's not about my feelings. I am here at 11:30 in Boston, whether I feel it or not, to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Church of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm here for. And that's what I'm going to do until I kick off into glory. And I pray that even as I kick off into glory, there'll be tapes that'll be proclaiming the kingdom of God, the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, it's all about proclamation through lives and through our mouths, but through lives first. Proclamation, I lay my life down as a living sacrifice of praise, a burnt sacrifice that brings the odor of the sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, do you know, you have an odor as you're being burnt. Who burns us? The Holy Ghost. We are being burned by the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, it is no longer I who live, the apostle said, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by grace and faith in the Son of God who gave his life for me. We're not living for ourselves. This ministry is not a ministry that says, send your money and you'll make us rich. We don't take a penny. We don't need it. We work to get our money. This ministry pays bills so that the word of God can go out. We don't collect anything. Oh, but we do. We collect people's words and say, oh, I needed to hear that last Thursday. Oh, when you said that, something in me unlocked. Oh, when you proclaimed the power of the cross, I was drawn to go to confession. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's his holy, awesome power. We don't depend enough upon the Holy Spirit. We don't. If the Holy Spirit doesn't move in this ministry, nothing happens. And there are too many ministries where nothing happens. I want to have something happening every day, despite the way I'm feeling. And you know what? I come to the microphone. I'm not always on the mountain. Sometimes I'm in Death Valley, but that's not going to stop me from preaching. That's not going to stop me from preaching, because there are other people in Death Valley that God wants to bring out of Death Valley. That's not going to stop me. I don't wait for the feelings to come. I pray by the grace of God that Jesus touched people as I pray with them. That's what I do. That's what Anthony does. We pray for the touch of God when we pray for people, the touch of God. I'll end by saying, last week on Wednesday, a young man came to me. I didn't know him, never saw him in my life. I began to pray with this young man, and the Lord told me that he wanted to be his father. The Heavenly Father told me he wanted to be his father. So I said to him, the Heavenly Father wants to be your father. I knew instinctively that his father died. I said, is your father living? He said, no, my father died. I said, well, God the Father wants to be daddy to you and to you that are listening to me. God the Father wants to be daddy to you through his holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he wants.
So Jesus, we pray in these last moments that you begin to pour out your Holy Spirit upon everyone.
Amen.
The fruits of the Holy Spirit and true humility in the Lord is utter confidence, boldness, unshakability, love in the Spirit. Because humility is not relying on my own power, but it is relying on the power of God. And when you live your life reliant only on God's power, the game is rigged. You already have victory. Nothing can stop you besides yourself. It is time you know who you are as a son or daughter of the Father, and you begin to live from a place of victory. You begin to release that victory. Every person, every place, every situation you go to, because if God is for you, then who can be against you?
And I tell you this, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you this Friday, because by the power of your cross, you've redeemed the world. May the proclamation of the cross of Jesus never cease from this ministry. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.